Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff Templeton Area Advisory Group pleads guilty to vandalism and other charges. Atascadero Police releases name of DUI motorist involved in a hit and run. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today, schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has pled guilty to multiple charges of vandalism, harassment, and violating a restraining order. The DA's office says the charges stem from October 2024. Neighbors along Orchard Road say Leader maliciously damaged and defaced personal property belonging to them and repeatedly disobeyed temporary restraining orders issued by a judge in the months that followed. The DA's office says Leader revved his vehicle's engine around their home, driving on the wrong side of the road past the speed limit, staring at the neighbors and making hand gestures towards them, slowing or stopping across from their properties, and shining lights at their homes and cameras at night. Leader was placed on 2 years formal felony probation and ordered to serve 30 days in county jail. He is forced to pay $684 in restitution to two individuals. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of Highway 1 off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure will begin Monday, July 27th, and will be for the northbound Highway 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. The closure will be in place for approximately 2 weeks as crews perform emergency repair work to replace a drainage system. Travelers attempting to exit Highway 1 at 13th Street are directed to go further north and exit at Cayucas Drive. Delays of up to 5 minutes are expected. Atascadero releases name of motorist involved in hit and run. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Do Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The city of Atascadero has released the identity of the motorist they arrested involved in a hit-and-run incident earlier this week. On July 22nd at about 5 p.m., officers responded to a vehicle versus scooter collision on the 7100 block of El Camino Real. One party had moderate injuries, and one of the motorists fled on foot. The motorist was located near the intersection of Kerberil and San Luis Avenue, fleeing into a nearby business to avoid officers. 22-year-old Rafael Angeles Morales was arrested for felony hit-and-run, DUI causing injury, and driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or greater. CHP has released further information of the fatal crash that took place on Adelaida Road west of Hidden Mountain Road. CHP says they responded to the incident at about 2:41 p.m. on Monday, July 20th. On arrival, it was determined that 56-year-old Paso Robles resident Laura Nolas Code Hernandez was driving a 1999 Acura CL westbound on Adelaida Road at an unknown speed. For unknown reasons, the vehicle crossed the eastbound lanes before leaving the south roadway edge, subsequently overturning several times down the embankment. Ms. Nolas Code Hernandez succumbed to her injuries at the scene. There were no other occupants in the vehicle at the time of the crash. CHP is continuing to investigate the incident. Drugs and/or alcohol are not suspected to be a factor. This weekend marks the final days for the 2026 California Mid-State Fair. The fair will open at noon today, Saturday, and on Sunday. At 8 a.m. today is the Team Roping Country Rodeo at the Hearst Equestrian Center and the Beef Showmanship in the Paso Robles Pavilion at 8. Tonight in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, an evening of music and wine with Three Dog Night with Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. Today is Kids Day at the fair as well. All children ages 12 and under get a free daily admission. Tomorrow is the Country Rodeo Finals at 8 a.m. presented by Boot Barn with 80 Beer Country Rodeo Finals presented by Hearst Equestrian in the Chumash Grandstand Arena at 7:30 p.m. And on Sunday, a tractor pull at 7 p.m. in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, an evening of horsepower and competition. Watch powerful tractors and trucks put their strength to the test as drivers pull a weighted sled the farthest distance possible. There'll be a pit party prior to the tractor pull. Sunday is Armed Forces Day, with free daily admission for active or former U.S. military members with a valid military ID. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves beat the Padres 6-5. Tonight, the Angels will face the Giants, the Athletics will go against the Twins, the Padres will face the Marlins, the Dodgers will go against the Mets, the Yankees will face the Phillies. In California news, nearly 150,000 ballots in California were rejected this primary, up significantly from previous years. The main reason for ballots being rejected was due to their late arrival. Lateness counted for about 93,000 of the 150,000 rejected ballots. The number of rejected ballots in June 2024 primary was about 108,000. Earlier this week, a 63-year-old man was found dead at a park in San Bernardino County, with his remains found in a trash can nearby. The victim, Jose de Jesus Araguia, was found naked and lying on the grass at Rialto City Park. His clothes, wallet, cash, and driver's license were found in a nearby trash can. Investigators say his injuries appear to be consistent with either a fall or a physical altercation. California is suing the Trump administration a third time over new conditions on U.S. Department of Homeland Security grants. The Trump administration's new rules pertain to mandating states employ a federal system to verify the citizenship of all their voters, using hand-marked paper voting ballots, and assist with federal immigration enforcement to remain eligible for federal DHS grants. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the National Corn Growers Association has released a new report outlining a strategy to help secure new demand for U.S. corn as farmers face a projected fourth consecutive year of losses. NCGA is setting a course, it says, towards markets that could collectively unlock demand for billions of additional bushels of corn each year. Now, the report identifies three new high-growth sectors where NCGA looks to compete, and they include maritime fuels, sustainable aviation fuel, and bio-based products and manufacturing. The report comes as U.S. corn farmers produced a record crop of 17 billion bushels in 2025 alone. Now, NCGA has set its sights on capturing 10% of these three key markets that are largely untapped for U.S. corn growers as it stands right now. And NCGA says each market presents significant and long-lasting demand opportunities. Now, specific strategies for advancing corn grower access to each of these markets can be found in the report, which can be found online by visiting our website to learn more. Smart cattle buyers know that Superior Livestock is the place for volume, quality, and selection. Join Superior for the Video Royale video auction July 27th through the 30th in Winnemucca, Nevada, and live online. More than 142,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock will sell from ranches across the country. View every lot in high-quality video and register to bid today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss Video Royale July 27th through the 30th, only at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. More California farms and ranches are incorporating small-scale overnight camping into their operations. The trend comes as farms seek to diversify their incomes amid rising land ownership costs, water uncertainty, and fluctuating crop prices, according to the University of California Agricultural Natural Resources. It was also boosted by Assembly Bill 518, state legislation approved last year that created a new state category for small, nature-based campsites that they no longer need a commercial occupancy permit. It is a positive that agricultural producers may have more options to diversify their income in a way that is compatible with their farming business and that invites the public to appreciate the beauty of California's agricultural lands, said Rachel Callahan, statewide agritourism coordinator for the UC Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program. It is promising that policymakers are thoughtfully engaging with how to create new opportunities for farmers and ranchers and remove barriers to ultimately strengthen farm viability. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs right around 100, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs around 101, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny skies Monday through Friday next week. 100 on Sunday, upper 90s Monday and Tuesday, mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 90s Thursday, 101 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KBRL News Time is 6:20.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
American Express says its cardholders are spending more. Its sales and profit rose in the recent quarter. Card member spending rose 9%, the highest growth rate in 3 years. Verizon is raising expectations for the year, a sign the company's overhaul is starting to pay off. The company's cut spending and staff and sold corporate-owned retail stores. Verizon does say its customers are waiting longer to upgrade their phones. Intel earnings topped expectations. The chip maker is raising its forecast, and the stock is up more than 3.5%. Crude oil prices are moderating after Brent crude, the global benchmark, topped $100 a barrel yesterday, and interest rates on government bonds have also eased this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort, that way over in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. All righty, let's see here. We're ready to go. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us as Cebu Play on this, what is it? Oh, it is Friday. All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Darsha and Kenny, Kenny and Darsha, whoever gets there first, I guess they are in control of the pilot seat there, so we will see. My money is on Kenny. Always. All right, I'll just throw this question out here. And Chris, maybe your opinion too. You ready? Oh, I guess I
need, ready.
I guess, well, I'm not because I need to turn the microphone on. If somebody is accused of something and they constantly deny it, I didn't do it, then they go to court and they plead guilty. Would you at any point consider that person a liar?
That's a tough question. Well, I know it sounds kind of silly, but that just, you know, just because they lie about one thing where it's kind of a big deal doesn't mean I'd call them a liar, because I mean who would say yes I did it to, you know, committing a crime?
I don't know the percentage.
I don't know either.
But there are people that they get caught and they say, yep.
There are some people, yes.
Okay, so I would consider them maybe in that instance a criminal,
mm-hmm.
but at least they're not a liar. See what I mean?
Certainly.
Okay, so because I, and, you know, human nature, well, I didn't do that. I didn't.
Well, not just that, but like everybody lies, right?
Does everybody lie?
Yes.
Okay, so you got to watch it now. So, and again, since you brought it up, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Now, does that mean they're a liar?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask, because, you know, everybody lies. Does that mean we're all liars?
Does it depend on the extent of the lie?
I think it just depends on who you're asking what their definition of a liar is. Because, you know, the way I'd see it is, yes, we all lie, but we're not all liars. Because to me, a liar is somebody who does it consistently and for harmful reasons, malicious reasons,
okay.
Maybe even selfish ones.
Well, that's my, yeah, okay. So you've heard the term of a white lie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's a small, harmless untruth, but it's supposedly, I guess, there's good intentions? So, would it be maybe to, the good intention in maybe an instance would be to avoid hurting someone's feelings?
Absolutely. Those are probably the lies that I tell most often if I'm going to be truthful here. Ironic considering the conversation.
Okay, so you've just admitted to thousands of people you're a liar. Okay, I got you.
Certainly.
Okay, so that gets us for, I don't know, a silly example. hey, do you like my shirt? Yeah.
Yeah. It looks great on you.
Right. It's the most hideous thing in the world. But I'm going to be polite, and I'm going to tell a white lie. So that's not lying as opposed to something a lot more serious.
Which I won't argue that this, you know, these criminal accusations are a lot more serious.
Right. Okay. You know, some people use it for social harmony. They may not give their honest opinion on something in settings or for whatever reasons to just to, you know, keep a civilized conversation going instead of trying to cause
a scene or rile someone up.
Right. Okay. So then the question, another question would be is that right to do that? Now, you can have that conversation about the shirt, do you like my shirt, maybe with a certain people or friends, whatever, and say, you know what, Kevin, that is the ugliest damn shirt I've ever seen. It looks stupid on you. Obviously not sparing my one of my favorite terms, feelings. So they're being honest.
Perhaps in a slightly unproductive way.
Well, but maybe it's helping. Because if they think that this shirt makes me look stupid or, you know, whatever. And I say, well, you know what? I'm glad they told me because I'm not wearing this thing again. So that could be a, as Martha Stewart would say, a good thing by being honest, although risking hurting my feelings, right? New haircut. I mean, just the list is endless.
It is, but I also think that there was ways to go about it other than saying that looks stupid on you. You know, could just say, I don't think it looks that great. Maybe we can try something else.
I think it depends on the relationship with your whoever it is.
Right. I do as well.
Okay. Like, well, all right. Just, I don't. Okay. So, and then I have another important subject today.
Okay.
This is really serious. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Again, I'm loaded. I'm loaded today with important things. Folks.
I think I've had this conversation before. I don't remember what I answered last time, but yes. In this case, for me, it would be, you know, all hot dogs are sandwiches, but not all sandwiches are hot dogs.
Okay, I don't know what the heck that means, but okay. Because this came up on McGraw's show this morning. I was driving in. I kind of got a kick out of it. Because there is a government, the USDA officially consider a hot dog a sandwich-like product or type of sandwich because it features meat between a bun. However, we have some serious competition here. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council firmly argues that hot dogs have evolved into their own distinct culinary category, and that's where I stand. I stand with the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. So there you go. All right, now if you want to get into the culinary definition, Merriam-Webster defines a sandwich as a filling place between two slices of bread or a split roll. Under this broad umbrella, a hot dog fits.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, nice to know we have part of government that considers a hot dog a sandwich-like product. All right, there you go. Some of the important stuff is out of the way this morning, or unless you're...
The going, most pressing matters.
That's right. Let me see. what are you going to say... This is on the text. What are you going to say when your wife asks you if she looks fat in the jeans? Well, you lie. I'm going to say. luckily, how do I, let's see. Okay. Luckily, Linda is... She really doesn't ask me those types of questions. Maybe because she knows I may be honest. but that doesn't come up too much. I don't know. I'll just have to wait if that does come up and figure out something real quick on my feet.
Well, if she's listening, then she might ask you that this weekend.
Well, I think she's doing her yoga stuff right now. So anyway, yeah. I don't know. By the way, don't give her any ideas to set me up, okay? Just don't do that. I want to have a nice... Well, that's right. I won't see her till tomorrow. She's... I won't be home when I get home, and then she's going to see Woof Woof tonight, Three Dog Night. So anyway, okay, so there you go with that. And let's see here. Okay, so I had that, and here is something to throw out again. This is a more serious note, finally. In the past, we've had discussions on what people consider the most important amendment. The general consensus... The general consensus overall as the First Amendment is the most important amendment. Now, you can argue all you want about the Second Amendment, justifiably and so forth. But however, when polls are constant, the First Amendment generally comes up as the most important amendment. You say, well, without the Second, we couldn't have the First. All right, again, we could still argue about that if you want. But those two, let's just say, are the top. So, then I was thinking, what is the worst amendment? What is the worst amendment? Does anybody have any idea of what the worst amendment is? Now, the easiest one, I think, is, what was the 18th Amendment prohibition that banned the selling, making, and moving of alcohol? That was pretty stupid. That was a pretty stupid amendment. And, you know, if you read history and so forth, one could make a good case that it led to organized crime on a large scale. Obviously, you had folks like Lucky Luciano, Al Capone, et cetera, back in the day. All right. Well, maybe. We got rid of that. We got rid of that, some say, for the worse. But then you had another amendment. This goes back way back to, well, not way back, the 17th Amendment. It changed how U.S. senators are chosen. It let regular voters elect them directly instead of state legislatures. Now, why did people criticize that? Well, because it took power away from state government and broke the balance of the federal system. All right, people, that one you could probably argue, but is this amendment the worst amendment of all time? And I'm talking about the 16th Amendment. What is the 16th Amendment? Well, here we go, folks. This allowed the federal government to collect taxes on people's income in 1913. Now, critics argue that it gave the government too much power to take our money, which led to a huge growth in federal power and spending of the federal government and the state government. I may put that down as the worst amendment. I don't know, maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. But when you go back and you look at even things like Social Security, the good intentions of them, if you go back to the income tax, remember the initial rates were 1% on incomes above 3,000 people. And there was a maximum of 7% on incomes exceeding $500,000. That's quite a difference. But go back to that 1% on incomes. So we elected people. They went in and they put in the 16th Amendment to make income tax permanent. Obviously, you can't run a government without money.
well, look how far we've gotten, or how much power the government has. Again, we gave it to them, I suppose. And they're taxing the living daylights out of us. So I put the 16th Amendment because of what we don't do enough is look at the long-term ramifications of what, when you give the government some power, how far they will go with it. Hi, good morning.
They will take your money, and then they will take your kids' money. That's how far they'll go. The other morning you mentioned your dislike for this Trump's $1,000 deal to the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you're somebody that's older, as I am, and you're looking at your property, and you realize how much money the government is going to take if you sell it. You've paid for it all these years. You've kept it up. And anything that they consider gain, they're going to, what, take 30% roughly or something like that? So how much is your property really worth? And if they're taking that money, give it to the kids then. I can't control what, you're going to take it from me. It's kind of this mixed understanding of this stuff, what they do with our money, but because they value our property. Oh, your property is worth that much. Well, when I sell it, no, I only get this much. So it's really not that much worth that much. That's kind of how I look at that,
All right, Mike. This is for every kid that's born in the United States.
I know there it's a problem. But
wait a minute. Why does somebody deciding to have a baby become my issue?
I agree with you completely. It's just kind of how I just think about how the government wastes our money. That they take from us. They've got their finger in a lot of my unrealized wealth, if you want to call that. Now, I never will realize it because I can't afford to sell because the government takes so much money that this is where I am,
Mm-hmm.
at this age. So it's a trap. They've got you coming and going.
I'm trying to understand, why do you think it's okay for the president or the government to take my money, your money, and give $1,000 to every baby that's born in this country?
I don't really think it's okay.
Well,
okay.
I wouldn't say well, we might as well do this because they're already taking money from us anyway. It's at some point, one is, you've got to tell people, look, that's your kid, you're responsible. I don't want to give you $1,000. I don't want to give them their damn lunch or anything like that. You do it, you plan for it. Most people, I'm not going to say most, but many people plan for things, okay? And in today's culture, they don't have to plan. All they have to do is do something or have a baby and then go sit in front of somebody and start crying and complaining, saying they don't have enough money for diapers and they don't have enough money for this. What have they done to prepare?
I don't even know if they have to go complain. There are these bleeding hearts or what are these government entities, programs that get paid by the number of people they have on the program. So these government programs go find these people and tell them, look, we can give you this. And all of a sudden they're going, oh, yeah, okay, I'll take that, there's government programs everywhere you look, down to your utility cost. You can't. They always promote that. Well, if you have trouble paying or you can't pay, then we'll help pay for your put you on a lower rate. Well, that means that other people pay for that difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as giving the kids $1,000. I mean, they're, every time we turn around, they've found a way to take it from the people that have a few dollars more than, you know, than the people.
Well, that kind of goes back to when you look at the beginning of the 16th Amendment, of the, again, the intent of it. Because, you know, before that you had I'll just call it the Civil War tax to help pay for it, you know. And then, so, by in 1913, when the 16th Amendment came in, it then gave government full power to basically keep taxing us and coming up with more reasons to take more money. And that has to do quite a bit with, and you know this, Mike, social programs.
Absolutely.
Right, where the initial intent would be, well, we need highways, we need the, okay, nobody's going to argue with highways and, you know, protection, police, fire, et cetera, et cetera. But when you see how far we've gone and continue to go, it boggles the mind.
There's no end to it. And I'm sure, as you've mentioned, the number of government employees has just skyrocketed. And the productivity of the government has collapsed. So I'm sure that these people, if you want to call them the managers at whatever level, I don't care, city managers, county, state, the more people they have under them, the more they get paid. So their goal is to have more minions underneath them that they control so they get paid more. And everybody in the bottom, it's like socialism. They think, well, I can get up there. No, you're never going to get up there.
No, you're right. One more thing because I'm up against the break, Mike. But yesterday I read on, I don't know because I can't find it right now, but there's a program coming in the state of California, and this is for the, I forget the committee. There's like 153 of these related with, you know, jobs here in California. They're all government employees. And the number is 245,000 of these people and family members are eligible for mental health insurance or whatever. And I thought, so we have all these people working in government for us that apparently they have mental health issues. Boy, that's great.
That's true.
Yeah,
but they get in control of them. I know you got to go. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Yep, we're a little behind, but we'll catch up.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has pled guilty to multiple charges of vandalism, harassment, and violating a restraining order. Neighbors of Leader say he damaged and defaced their personal property, deliberately disobeyed a temporary restraining order, and shone lights at their homes and cameras at night. He is placed on 2 years felony probation and ordered to serve 30 days in county jail. Mid-State Fair ends this weekend for 2026. The fair will open at noon today, Saturday and on Sunday. This weekend will be the Country Rodeo Finals in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Livestock Auction, Tractor Pulling, as well as Children and Armed Forces Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. completing a 13th night of strikes against Iran. President Trump says he's close to ordering a massive attack.
The U.S. warning that the IRGC-led government will suffer the consequences for its actions and those perpetrated by its proxies like the Houthis over in the Red Sea and elsewhere.
Fox's Kevin Cork reporting. Meanwhile, a series of explosions were heard near a U.S. military base in northern Iraq and Erbil specifically. No word of any casualties. Kenmore Air float plane carrying 22 people making an emergency landing. And it also caught fire near Susia Island in Washington State, San Juan Island. The sheriff's office says one person's in critical condition. Others sustained head injuries, broken bones, and lacerations. America is listening to Fox News.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike, plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
All righty, let's see here. We have 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. And it is time for sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, Dominic Smith came in clutch for the Braves.
Runners ready to take off on contact. 1-1 pitch hit well. Deep right field. Going back. He just took him deep downtown. It's a three-run homer right on into the chop house. Braves take the lead on the three-run bomb by Dom Smith. That is now 5-3 Atlanta.
You heard it all on the Braves radio network. They defeated the Padres 6-5. Atlanta leads the NL East by 4.5 games. The Blue Jays topped the Rays 3-1, but Tampa Bay still leads the AL East by 2 games. And the Twins rallied to defeat the Guardians 3-1. Cleveland is 1.5 games back of the White Sox in the AL Central. James Outman hit the go-ahead 3-run shot in the 7th inning as the Tigers beat the Royals 4-3. Detroit is 4 games out of the final wildcard spot in the AL. And the Diamondbacks topped the Cardinals 10-6.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Here we go.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Lots of sunshine, 100 clear tonight. overnight lows in the upper 50s. Be at 101 on your Saturday here in the North County. 100 Sunday, upper 90s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Back to 100 Thursday and 102 a week from today. Yeah. Let's see here. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:05 a.m. 8:14 p.m., we are at 60 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that's what we need to do. And again, with this heat, make sure that they are taken care of. That means hydrated and out of the sun and all that kind of stuff, because you don't want to hang around out in it either. All right. By the way, after you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get rid of gophers and squirrels, is there final remedy to make sure that these animals stop breathing? It is just wild this year. Absolutely wild. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kbrl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Very simple. AtascaderoGunShop.com. All righty, folks. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You qualify for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Friday, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. Call in, give me the name of the song or the artiste, and that's how it works. That's work. Do not answer a question with a question, because if you do, I will be the one, or maybe Chris will help decide whether it's legit or not. All right, and the inflection is extremely popular, important as well. I'll give you a hint right off the bat. This song is a chiropractor's dream. All right, so good luck, and here we go. Two, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Chiropractor's Dream. What song is this? Or the artiste? Or the artiste? All right, ready, set, and here we go, go, go. Hi, good morning.
I believe it's Limbo Rock.
Yes, you believe in spooks and Santa Claus, and you believe in Limbo Rock. You're absolutely right, sir. Well done. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Robert Tightsworth.
Robert Tightsworth. All right. Obviously, you remember the song from Mr. Chubby Checker himself. You like the song?
Yeah, it was good. I never did the Limbo Rock, but the song was okay. Yeah.
All right, we're going to play it, and you can get out a limbo stick and get loose to start your day, all right?
Okay, thanks.
All right, from October 1962, here it is. And I'm guessing a lot of people play the Limbo. Chubby Checker did it on the Ed Sullivan Show, actually going under the limbo stick. Ed didn't do it, though.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick. Jack go on the limbo stick.
Released in October of 1962, it went to number two, and it was held out of the number one position by the instrumental Telstar, and it was number one on the cash box, and on the R&B, it went to number three, and it was the Champs, if you remember the song Tequila, they did it first, obviously the instrumental. So what happened is, in 1960, session guitarist Billy Strange and a friend were listening to a song, and Strange sneered that he could write a better song in 5 minutes. So they made a $100 bet. And all the guy did was he wrote down simply, it was just called, he sang, "What a Monotonous Melody" song. Well, while in a session with Ricky Nelson, somebody asked about a song. Hey, you got a song? And the guy said this, but he changed the lyrics to Limbo Rock. And the guy with the $100 bet, he also got a check from BMI down the road for $63,000 royalties.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of Highway 1 off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure will begin Monday, July 27th, and will be for the northbound Highway 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. The closure will be in place for approximately 2 weeks. CHP has released further information of the fatal vehicle crash that took place on Adelaide Road west of Hidden Mountain Road. CHP says officers responded to the incident at about 2:41 p.m. on Monday, June 20th. It was determined 56-year-old Paso Robles resident Laura Nilas Code Hernandez died in the collision. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
So his real name was Cal Mann, and he also wrote Teddy Bear for Elvis Presley and that Butterfly song for Andy Williams. And he had another song with Chubby Checker, Let's Twist Again. And that won the 1962 Grammy Award for Best Rock and Roll Recording. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.